Well, hello and good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Friday morning Supporters Club podcast. Would have been a Thursday night one. I was otherwise distracted last night. We've got some news for you, lots of news coming out today. So I may not be able to share with you what my plans are for the weekend or anything like that, but lots of news. First bit of news I have for you. I know some of you have been following my journey over the last few weeks of being unemployed. Well, I've got a job. It's the job I wanted as well, so I'm very, very happy. I got the news yesterday, which is why we were celebrating last night. It's more money, less hours. I get Fridays off, apart from the odd Friday where we may need all hands at deck. But yeah, I've got more money, Fridays off, that I can concentrate on doing things for the podcast. It's just such great news. I'm very, 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 very happy, to say the least. So this gives me a chance to really concentrate on the podcast and trying to grow a plant nursery at the same time, which are the two things that I wanted to do anyway, plus get the money to pay the mortgage and things like that while we build up the plant nursery business. So very, 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 very happy, to say the least. Now, the other bit of news I have for you. Tuesday, I went to the Garden Press event. You're going to be hearing more about this in Sunday's live stream, Monday's podcast as well. And the Garden Press event, it's an event. It goes every year, every February, and it's basically where members of the gardening media can go. Brands have stands there, and they're trying to basically get their brand in front of everybody who might be in the garden media, trying to get it in the into magazines, newspapers, YouTube, everything like that, basically, and podcasts, of course. Every brand wants to be seen, and that's the opportunity that we have to go there. Now, I go there pretty much every year, and I've got to admit, this year I struggled to get around everybody. It was a struggle because there's just so much to see and do, so many people I need to talk to, and it was a good day. It was a good day. We come back with loads and loads of bags of stuff, which I've actually added up. The value of all the bags of stuff. Now, this isn't the reason I go, but it's something I've noticed that is a bit, not so much worrying, but it's a bit obscene in some ways, I guess you could say. But I've added up the value of everything I brought back, and that would be £310 worth of stuff. I've got garden forks, trowels, secateurs, gloves, feeds, fertilizers, even a bottle of pear juice. And there will probably be more coming up in the future. So it's all very, very exciting. Now, one of the highlights. So one of the things that last year we've noticed, there was a lot more new gadgets, a lot more new innovative things. This year, there wasn't so much more innovation, not so much new stuff, but there was a lot of reinventing the wheel, I guess you could say. There was a lot of new stuff that came along that basically been rehashed. Now, one of the things that I first found was with Hoselock, and they've created a solar powered watering drip feeding type thing, a bit like what I've already got in my garden. But this was a much smaller looking piece of kit. It looks rather nice, and yeah, I mean, there's not much more I can say about it. It was pleasant, it was good, and it worked. So that was something I noticed. I'm going to give you a bit of a short. There'll be more, of course, on the podcast and stuff. But Jay's Fluids, you've probably heard of them, disinfectant stuff. I was chatting to the stall there, and they were saying that basically they've taken the company back over because it did go into other people's hands, and they've gone back as much as they could to the original recipe, and they put things like the smell coming back that everybody knows for Jay's Fluid. Now, I've always been a little concerned. I don't like to use disinfectants anyway. I prefer a more natural approach, but there's got to say something about this, because Jay's is a bit of a well-known brand. It's been around for years. It's actually by royal appointment, something like over 150 years, something like that. But it was I don't want to say innovative. They've just gone back to what works and what people liked, which I think is a good thing. I think is a good thing. A few other things. So I mentioned I got a bottle of pear juice. Well, that's from a tree. I actually tried this pear juice on the day. It is delicious. It's from a tree called the Cornish Gold, which is a new variety that Frank P. Matthews has brought out this year. Absolutely delicious pear juice. They're one of the best tasting pear juices I've ever had. So that's something to get excited about. I can't think of much more. There's a couple of new apps. Fire is being one for tracking and planning your vegetable garden, things like that. There was also a house plant monitor, or a plant monitor, pot monitor. Works by Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. When I was chatting to the woman there, it was a very awkward conversation because she had her shirt half done and kept leaning over. It was really, really awkward because I couldn't. I had to try and look the other way while trying to talk to her. Very awkward, very awkward. But that's beyond the point. She said to me, oh, well, that cost about £35. But I've had a look on their website and they're listed as £70. So I'm a little confused what's going on there, but it's interesting nonetheless. It's Oko, O-K-O, I believe it's spelt. Very interesting. I think that's about all the highlights I can think of off the top of my head. There'll be more, as I say, on the live stream and on the podcast if you want to find out more about that. Now, yesterday I did sow the beetroot seeds and I sowed those into my veggie pod, which is outside but undercover, I guess you could say. Now, it is a little bit too early to be sowing anything outside, but luckily beetroot can be quite hardy. I've actually still got some of last year's beetroot growing. And I find the veggie pod is perfect for this because it's higher up, it's black so it tracks heat, but it's also got this white fleece covering which tracks heat as well. So what I'm saying is you could actually sow this outside depending on where you are, but you could also sow this indoors. You could have it in some troughs on your kitchen windowsill if you so wanted, but you don't also have to sow all the seeds right away, just sow a few and spread it out. So I sowed a few seeds yesterday. Just did a drill inside my veggie pod about half a centimeter deep, scattered in a few seeds, and then we covered it back over and we watered it. Wait for it all to germinate and we'll see what happens. Once they germinate, of course, we then thin them out to give them enough room to grow. Now, I think it's important. When we thin out, we can actually eat the thinning. So I tend to thin mine out a little bit later so that we can actually get small beetroots out of it, and then the ones that are left behind have more room to grow. And that's how I like to do my thinning, with just beetroots, carrots and everything else. We can of course eat the leaves as well. They are edible and they are delicious too, but I think beetroot is best when it's young anyway. But it's simple as that. Really easy thing to grow. If you've got decent compost, they don't need anything in the way of feed. If you haven't got decent compost, I would recommend adding organic matter or compost before you plant anyway. But also a bit of grow more or something like that will work quite well. Lots of options, lots of things to do with beetroot, but I am just in a very good mood today. I've got to start getting myself back into the frame of mind that I start working in a week Monday. But overall, I'm very, very happy. Right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. As I said, I didn't get around to everything, but I normally do on a Thursday, but we can work on that. We can really get going now. I'm really happy. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.